Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Wednesday. This is Brother Nathaniel Hunt with the Church of Christ the Life Message on the broadcast title, Jesus Word to Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I pray with you. If you have any question about the lesson, I will do my best and the Lord Jesus to answer for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you are limited to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you're calling to obtain information on how to get a copy of the messages that Jesus has been sending through his angel messenger, I will get that to you as well. For those of you who say, hey, I don't like asking questions over the air, or I don't like giving my prayer requests over the air, no problem. Contact me at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com, and I will get back to you as well. Amen. So, without further ado, wherever you are at, wherever you listen to me at, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again that we are back together again in Jesus' name. And Lord, once again, you've given us this opportunity to go into the very word of truth. Father, your word is truth, and therefore we thank you that your spirit reveals to us as we stand in need. And so, Father, we petition you once again that your spirit will reveal to us the word of the Lord this day. Your word coming from the three books, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we may understand the full plan of God for our lives. So, Father, we thank you. Lord, we glorify you. For your word to be praised. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory be to God. Today, we're on part two of the Midnight Cry, the People of the Kingdom, part two. And this is actually connected to the Midnight Cry of the Lord building and establishing his kingdom. And primarily, what is this series that is dealing with, especially with the other series, is that overall, who is going to be in the kingdom of God in the end? Some of you may ask the question, why is that so important? Because what some of God's people must realize, we must understand, for example, many churches are making members of just anybody into the church. Now, once again, I know this is not a message that will go over too well with many people, but we must tell the truth this day. Times have gotten worse, and they have gotten to a point that it's not a concern, per se, by some about the conversion of the heart. It has now become more of an importance of, quote, getting members. And so the churches have went to the length of not only making members, but making members of anyone. Okay, I mean, you can be a murderer, okay, convict, adulterer, a drunkard, okay. If you just show any kind of class of, I like your church building, I like the people, or any kind of class where you show that perhaps you come on time, well, you got many of them. Because for the simple fact is, today, it seemed like the focus is more on bodies or members in the church than it is about getting their hearts converted. And so therefore, when that kind of mentality goes forth, what happens is that the churches are willing to quickly, and I use the word quickly with quotation marks, quickly baptize people without focusing on getting their heart converted to Christ. So nowadays, you can basically say, oh, I believe there's a God. Yes, I believe in God. I can believe there's a God. And you can pass for getting baptized. Okay? Amen. And that's a very dangerous thing. Because when you read in the Bible, in Matthew 13, where Jesus talks about the wheat and the tares having grown together, and how that he had left some men in charge to be watchmen, and they failed. The enemy was able to come in and sow tares with the wheat. And this is what has happened in many churches. The leadership being assigned as watchmen, we have went to sleep. And the devil has been able to creep people into among the congregation who've been sent by the enemy. See, everyone that's coming to, quote, church service is not sent by the Lord. I'm going to say that again. Everyone that's coming to church services have not been sent by God. We tend to think that everybody that's showing up at the church services is sent by the Lord. Now, do you ask that, do we have a concern for the soul? Yes, we do. But at the same time, we got to have a watchful eye, okay? There have been people through the years who have told me, I'm coming to see you preach. And they have made out to me the only reason why they will come is just to see me preach. It's not about Jesus. It's about me preaching. And I told them, I said, well, if you ain't coming to hear the word of God, to come and learn about God, don't worry about it. Okay? Amen. Because we're living in a time now that if you put a little twang in your voice or a little hum, man, people would just get ecstatic. They just, oh, they fall out. They, you know, because the twang and the hum is the thing now. Okay? Now, if you have your Bibles with you, I'm going to go into the Word of God today. And I'm coming from the Word of the Lord and Record of Nephi, two of God's books. And for those of you that just have the Bible, I will be talking to you about turning to a couple of scriptures as I go on in this broadcast today. Amen. And one of the messages I want to read from is what is called the 117th message, the word of the Lord Jesus Christ that Jesus had been sending through his angel messenger, the Elijah. Amen. And he sent this word out September the 12th, 1993. September the 12th, 1993. And I want to read to you one of these verses. It was 11 verses in this message. And I want to read to you what the first verse says. He said, behold, my fellow servant, I have come again to you with a message of life to the obedient. Okay? To the obedient. One thing about the Lord is that we know God is specific, okay? He's a specific God. He said, remember, ye are the body of Christ, the church, and members in particular. So those who are in the people of the kingdom, I'm talking about of Christ's kingdom, is known as the body of Christ, okay? The body of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The body of Christ. Now, for those of you that have your Bibles, I'm asking you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27. Amen. See, this is the midnight cry. This is the modern day word that Jesus is saying and sending, where he's saying that here are the people that's going to be in my kingdom. They're going to be known as my body, okay? My body. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27. Now look what the word of God says. That now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. Do you see that? Now, think of your body for a minute and your head. Your head, which contains your brain, send messages to the parts of the body when it wanted to do something. Like if it wanted to pick up something, it would send a message to the hands. If it wants to walk, it send a message to the feet. So figuratively, when you are called the body of Christ, that means that Jesus is your head and you listen for his instructions on what to do. In other words, you are living your life follow the instruction of Christ. Many of us in the churches are baptizing people that don't even care about living for God, don't want to live for God. You know, I've talked to some sinners through the years, and one thing I got to appreciate that they were honest on, and I'm talking about those who didn't want to come to Christ. they will let you know that they're not ready to live for Jesus. You get that? But we have gotten to the place in the churches because we talk to the sinner man and he sees to talk nice to us, or he just come out and tell you, yes, I believe there's a God. We instantly baptize. Okay? Even when he says, yes, I believe in the messages, okay, we don't even seek no witness of God. And we just baptize them because we are looking at bodies. So here we have baptized someone who really haven't accepted Christ as Lord. Many of the churches are so focused on baptizing people that the people they baptize, when you talk to them and they honestly admit, they would tell you, say, I really didn't understand concerning salvation. Yeah, I know Christ died for me, okay? But I really don't understand, you know, what's the big deal? I mean, why do I need to receive Jesus? I mean, if I'm a good person per se, I mean, wouldn't I just go on to heaven? See, the body of Christ has a head, which is Jesus. And Jesus is the one that sends the instructions to whatever parts of the body to do whatever's needed to be done. When you have people that you are, quote, making members of the church who don't even care about living for the Lord, who did you baptize? You get what I'm saying? Now, I have to admit, in the ministry that God has called me in since 1991, I have regretted two baptisms that I've done. Now, I'm not saying this to put people down, but when I say I regretted it, is because that I wish I would have had attend or went to the Lord more, or to a point where that I really would listen to his voice before I did it. Okay? Because one baptism I did, I think the person may have, that I can remember, and this baptism was done years ago, may have came to service maybe twice. And I'm not trying to exaggerate, people. And many times, we have to focus on, number one, getting the person's heart converted to Christ before we be so quick to throw them in the water. So what that means is I need to work on your heart with the word of God to get you to that point. Because, see, some people, like I said, you in the time, all the thing you have to say is, well, I would like to make this my home church, and I like this because I like this and blah, blah. Oh, yeah, I believe, and I like. The only thing you have to do is say some good fancy words, and boom. I mean, we have been guilty in the Church of Christ to lie the message of this, people. We have. Amen. And so when you have a body, the body having a head, that body obeyed the instructions that come from that head that is attached to that body. In other words, you can't think something and want to pick something up and send that message to my hand. Because your head controls your body, just like my head controls my body, okay? So when you are the body of Christ, that's why I thank God for the word, because in the word of the Lord, he says, now ye are the body of Christ. In the Bible, he says what? Now ye are the body of Christ. He was specific. And members in particular. That means that everyone that's saved is in the what? The body of Christ. You get that? Let's look at Ephesians chapter 1 on that. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 22 and 23, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and verse 23. Look what the word of God has to say here. Amen. It says, and have put all things under his feet, under whose feet? Jesus' feet. And gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So once again, The believers are called his body. Okay? Amen. His body, which means that he is the head, and by the believers being his body, that means they receive instructions from him to do. So if you call yourself not one to live in righteousness of God, then the question is, first of all, are you truly saved? Okay? Because if you look at somebody, for example, people that have had a stroke, and you notice that sometimes one of their limbs is just laying there where it can't move, with, especially if they had a stroke in the brain. Well, that's a disconnect, okay? It's a disconnect. If you are the body of Christ, okay, about the body of Christ, your instructions come from your head, Christ. And like I said, if you don't want to live for Christ, then my first question is, are you truly saved? You got some people that are members in the church, but they don't care no more than living for Christ than the goat is on the moon. And will frown at you if you bring up anything about living to please Christ. Because the first thing they said, well, God knows my heart. He know I make mistakes. That's a cop-out. That's an excuse to keep sinning. Okay? Yeah, we all have made mistakes. Yeah, we all have missed it. But when you're using that to excuse the sin that you're doing, that's low. Okay? That's low. So we're told that the believers are the body of Christ. That's who's going to be in his kingdom. That's supposed to be who's supposed to be the members in the church, those that are supposed to represent really his body. You cannot represent his body if you don't want to live according to the way he said to live. You get that? Because if that being the case, you would not receive the instructions that come from the head, which is Christ. So if you don't want to live for Christ, if you don't want to live in holiness, then you don't want to represent his body. And if you don't represent his body, then my whole question is to you, are you truly saved? Well, you can say amen, oh me, I don't know. Yeah, it's up to you. See, we got to be watchful people, especially us in the ministry. Got to be watchful of people with this very soothing talks, very emotional excitement. Oh, yes, I want to make you my church and my, you know, amen. Jesus said in Matthew 7, and ye shall know them by their fruits. And that's what he said, amen. Now, we notice here in the Bible here that the Lord also said, and have put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head of all things to the church. So the believers are called the church. We had looked at that, I think, in building and establishing his kingdom, where we're going to go to the next scripture on this, where the people are called the church. Okay? The church, which are what? A bunch of believers in Christ. Hallelujah. Look at Matthew chapter 16. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 16. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit. Verse 17 and 18. Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not received it, have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And upon this rock, he said, I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. His people is referred to as his church. They are believers. in the Christian community. They are glory. They are a body of believers in the Christian community. That's his church. His church is not believers in Elijah Muhammad. His church is not believers in Hare Krishna. His church is not believers in Mary Baker Eddy. That's not his church. His church is not believers in the Greek and Egyptian gods. That's not his church. In fact, here, he said, upon this rock, I will build my church. And one of the things the rock represents is the revealing power of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. See, those that is going to be the people of his kingdom is going to be called his church. They're going to be believers in the revelation power of Jesus Christ. Right now, you got many in churches and leadership that are teaching after their own learning. And as I told a guy the other day, amen, that many of these churches are coming together by eliminating their differences within themselves, but they're not measuring their doctrine to see does it go with the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Oh, so unwise. Hallelujah. So unwise. Because you selling your differences in the doctrines between you and other churches ain't going to get it. You got to see if your doctrine measures up to the doctrine of Christ. That's who you got to come to. Okay? That's who you, in the end, is going to answer to. Okay? So Christ referred to his people as the church. He said in the 117th message, now ye are the body of Christ, the church, and members in particular. So the church especially are those who are what? The body of Christ. Okay? If you have not truly received Jesus Christ as Lord in your heart, you are not in the body of Christ. You may say, well, Brother Nate, I've been baptized in the church. It don't make a difference. All you did is you went down as a dry sinner and you came up a wet sinner. That's all you did. That's all you did. You got some people that become members of the church because it's good on their credential sheet, on their resume. You ever notice that you know, someone when they're running for a particular office in the city or something like that, you see people get a rundown of their resume and they say, oh, here's a member of Phi Beta, Beta, Kappa, Beta, Kappa, and all this stuff, and member of such and such a church. Why do you think they're throwing all that on there? Many times to what? To make it a big impression on people. Amen. Hallelujah. The church. The church. Hallelujah. And one of God's other book called The Record of Nephite, in the book of Mosiah, 18th chapter, 17th verse, the people that came unto the Lord Jesus Christ, they came unto our God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and received Jesus as Lord and made an open testimony that they were willing to covenant with God until the day they die. Hallelujah. It says that they were called the church of God or the church of Christ from that time forward. And it came to pass that whosoever was baptized by the power and authority of God, they was added to his church. You get that? Hallelujah. Glory. See, Jesus has sent authority to bring people into the kingdom that he is building again in these last days. Glory to God. Amen. And see, he's not going to let you take this authority and just put anybody in there. No. 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 God is the most patient being you will ever come across. Because some of the stuff he put up with, I couldn't put up with. I'm just going to be honest, I couldn't do it. Amen. Some of the stuff he put up with, man, it just, you know, you got to open your mouth and go, wow. You know, really, really wow. Some of the stuff he put up with. Amen. The church. Look at Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Amen. Acts chapter 2. Verse 47, the very last verse in that chapter. The word of God said, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Look who was added to the church. Saved folks. People that were born again. People that truly accept Christ as Lord. People that went into enter into a covenant with God to say, hey, Lord, I'm going to serve you till the day I die. Not the people that said, well, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready to serve the Lord. I don't think I'm ready. No. Amen. It was not added to the church people that just wanted to be members. You got today so many religious spirits in operation. You know, the religious people, you know, religious spirits, the Bible says they have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. The power of who? The power of God. Acting like you're holy, acting like you're for Jesus, but when it comes to the true working of the power of God in your life, you reject it. You won't let the true fruits of the Spirit come forth. You won't let the power of God and the gifts operate. But you walk around and carry yourself like you're so holy. But guess what? You're being exposed. And so we are baptizing these type of people, and we're adding them into the church. And thinking that they're part of the kingdom when they're not. One of the things that showed me that many of the churches carry this mentality of anybody joining the kingdom is when I've heard some ministers say that we are all children of God. Now, when they say that, they weren't talking about just Christians. No, no, no. From what I've seen when they do, they weren't talking about just Christians. They were talking about all here on earth is children of God. Well, you know, that ain't true because that scripture does not support such a statement. In fact, the word of God shows differently. Everybody on this earth is not a child of God. One of the reasons why is because everybody is not born again. Okay? Everybody's not born again. Amen. That's why if I ever have to baptize again, I'm definitely going to know for a surety, and I'm going to work on that person's heart with the word of God before I just dump them. Or if the Spirit of God revealed to me, go ahead and baptize them, I am going to do it. I'm going to do it. But if not, I'm going to work on this, on their heart, and being converted to Christ. See, sometimes we're so quick to move, but remember Matthew 7, Jesus said, and you should know them by their fruit. Well, see, it takes time for fruit to grow on the tree, people. If you're looking for an apple on an apple tree and you just plant it, it's not going to pop up tomorrow, but it's going to pop up. That's what you look for. And it takes some time. So sometimes you got to sit back and look. And so sometimes when people tell you, say, hey, I want to be a member, I want to be a member. Yeah, I believe the Lord, I want to be a member. Sometimes you got to wait and watch. Still give them the word, but wait and watch. And sometimes when you find out that their heart is not really there, you'll find that out quick. Not real quick, but you'll find that out because that fruit of really what they are will come forth. There have been people being made members in the church who was, and I say it again, was sent by Satan. And these ministers and stuff in the church, why is all this contention in the church? Well, you baptize someone whom Satan sent. Listen, if Satan see that we ain't going to be wise and we ain't going to be watchful, he said, oh, man, I can send anybody in there. You know? That's just like some people who be wanting to get married. they're not staying in tune with God and staying in prayer, staying in the word of God. They just all around. They talking about, well, I'm just waiting for God to send me somebody. Well, see, the devil takes note of that. He said, you know, they ain't doing what they got to do to stay in touch with God. They're wide open target. So I can send somebody that smile in their face and tell them they believe God, and they be sent from me the whole time. Did you understand? Have you ever thought about that? Well, yeah, it can happen the same way with the marriage. It can happen the same way in the church. See, there's many times the devil sent people in the church to either, for example, rob the church of funds or rob the peace. You may have had a good period of peace in the church. Nothing but peace. And all of a sudden the devil said, you know what? I ain't liking this peace thing. And plus I see that the leadership, they don't stay in front of the Lord. They don't stay in tune with God. They just go ahead on their merry way. So I know if they're not getting in tune, they're not going to really hear from the Lord or hear him when he speaks, because they wrap up on himself. Aha, I can send somebody in there. Because see, remember, the devil is a deceiver. So of course he would send somebody that come in there and say, yeah, I believe God. I believe there's a God. Can't nobody tell me any different. And then we go, wow, they really believe. They really, really believe. Yeah, I think they need to be a member. And then that person say, yeah, I want to make this my church home. And I believe in this stuff. And you find out as soon as you put them in the water, you start seeing all kinds of weird stuff like, man, I ain't noticed this about Brother Johnny. Or, well, you know, we all got flaws. You starting to notice that some stuff starting to pick up in the church and it ain't good. And you start to notice over a period of time, Brother Johnny name keep being attached to some of this stuff. And you start wondering, man, what is going on, brother? Ain't no Brother Johnny with this kind of person. No, you didn't, but the devil did. The devil did, okay? Hallelujah. Amen. The devil knew. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to read another scripture from the Nephi record, one of the books in the called the first book of Nephi. Amen. I want to read the word of God to you. It said, and it came to pass that I beheld the church of the Lamb of God, and its numbers were few, because of the wickedness and abomination of the whore which sat upon many waters. Nevertheless, I beheld that the church of the Lamb, which were the saints of God, do you hear that? Called saints, which were the saints of God, were also upon all the face of the earth, and their dominion upon the face of the earth was small because of the wickedness of the great whore which I saw. So here we're told in Nephi record, and this is one of the things that servant of the Lord at that time called Nephi, that the Lord revealed to him. He said, I behold the church of the Lamb, which were the saints of God. So yes, Snoop Dogg, to answer your question that you asked here a few years ago, is the church that's made of saints? Well, guess what? God said yes. So if I know you were asking that question that the person you was being interviewed by didn't answer, and maybe some others that couldn't answer. But here's your answer, Snoop. The Lord said, yes, the church, his church, okay? Not any kind of church. Let's get that straight, too. So when I say the church, I'm not talking about any kind of church. I'm talking about Jesus' church. I'm talking about the believers of the Christian community who really believes in Christ. Guess what? Yeah, they're made up of saints. And when you look up saint in the original Greek word, it means sacred, physically or morally pure. The saints are not out there trying to sleep around, trying to be liars and deceivers, trying to cuss folks out, trying to do all kind of dirty minded stuff, but they out trying to live holy. They stay away from contention. They don't try to get all up in contentious stuff. They don't try to get all in gossip. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2. I want you guys to see who is really the members of the kingdom. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. The word of God said, now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints. You see that? And of the household of God. You see saints. So once again, yes, Snoop Dogg, the church is made of saints. It's supposed to be. Okay? Amen. The kingdom. See, the church is part of the kingdom. It's one of the components that makes up the kingdom, people. It's the people. Okay? So, they're called saints. We, you know, in many churches, you have drunkards leading Sunday school, fornicators, adulterers, drug addicts. Yeah. Some of them are made deacons. Because we like Deacon Johnny because he come every Sunday. We think he'll make a good deacon. He come every Sunday, and he say, I appreciate my pastor, and he come on time every time. I think he'll make a good deacon. Now, not talking about God call him. Talking about what you think. I think he make a good deacon, and they're made deacons. See, this is how we can see that this stuff is not of God, people. Because man is doing it himself. It's whatever he choose. And if he feel like it makes a good thing, hey, let's assign it. Assign it to be in the ministry. The people of the kingdom. One of their names is the saints. They're called saints. The church that Christ is coming back for. Well, the Bible tells us in Thessalonians that when Christ come back, he will be admired in his saints. That's who going to make up the church, saints. It's going to be nothing but saints, people. I hope that some of you can swallow that pill. And I know some of you are going to throw he's judging stones and rocks at me. I don't care. I love you anyhow. But truth is the truth. And you know what? In some of these churches, some of these ministers know the truth. They are too afraid to open their mouth. Why? Because, and you, one thing I have to say, a lot of these ministers getting paid big time. As they say, getting a fat check. Some of these ministers are getting $2,000 a Sunday. A Sunday. And the thing about it is, the church that they getting that $2,000 from, they might only come to that church two Sundays out of a month. And they don't do Sunday school. They're giving to somebody else to do Sunday school. $2,000 a Sunday. So what happens to the other two Sundays they not there? Some of them is at another church. You know, for years, I used to hear about ministers having two churches and stuff. A lot of ministers had two churches. First and third Sunday, they'd be at this church, and second and fourth Sunday, they'd be at another church. And like I said, many of these ministers, they getting paid, as they say, through the nose. And some of them know the truth. They know that Jesus is not just accepting anybody. They know that people need to be saved and born again. But in their mind, if I open up my mouth and say something on that note, that $2,000 I'm getting that Sunday going to be cut off. They're going to tell me, preacher, you can't judge me. You know, people just throwing that word around all over. You can't judge me. And they're going to say, well, preacher, we don't think you're fit for our church. Because see, now a lot of churches are looking for preachers that fit what they want. See, people, listen, don't be fooled by this stuff like it's all about God. It ain't all about God. Many of these churches ain't getting no preacher. They ain't getting no preacher. A lot of them ain't getting no preacher about who preaches repentance. Because he's going to call out some stuff that some of them are doing. That's why there have been some preachers in certain places the churches that kicked them out, because the members went to the deacons and said, hey, we don't like Pastor John. Every time he's preaching about fornication, he keeps looking at me. He picking on me. Okay? And I'm going to tell you something. Most of the deacons in these churches, if the members come to them, they going with the members, people. You know why? Membership and money. Membership and money. Amen. I know that some of you, you know, once again, you think, oh, Brother Nate just being far-fetched, and you just come, okay, well. See, the Lord has me to give you, as well as others, this word, this message, to let you know who he's coming back for. He's not coming back for the people who claim God but don't want to live for Christ. He's not coming back for them. Amen. So the one that is listening to me now, you've been trying to do your best to walk in Christ. You stumbled at times, but you've been mocked and made fun of. Let me tell you something. Don't let that cause you to be shamed. Your obedience is going to pay off when the smoke clears. It's going to pay off, people, when the smoke clears. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the word of God. Once, you know, some people don't see the importance of this message. I pray that you will ask the Lord, if you say, if you one of those, you say, well, listen, Brother Nate, I really don't see it. I ain't trying to be funny, but I really don't see, you know what? Ask the Lord to reveal what's so important about this message. There are people in the churches. Some of them are being misled into thinking that they're all right with God because they're a member of the church. And they have been misled to think that they simply don't have to live right. And they're going to paradise. They're going to knock the pearly gates down, running in their face. Well, some of the ministers is not even trying to correct them. Some of the ministers are not teaching the truth about what the Word of God says, because some of them are afraid. They are afraid to open their mouth and to tell the truth. They have watched some of the other ministers do it, and they saw what they went through, and they said, oh, I can't go through that. I can't take that. I just keep my mouth shut. Well, you still got to give an account whether you keep your mouth shut or not. I am grateful to be able to do these broadcasts. You know, when you're going forth in the Lord and you're giving his word and you're speaking on certain things, you know, one thing about the devil, it's that Satan will send people your way to distract you. And sometimes we don't be thinking on it until we are in the situation. And I don't think I really thought on it until yesterday, because the devil, no doubt, has sent somebody my way for a distraction or to cause problems. But basically, to get my focus off of doing these broadcasts. And so I was talking to the Lord today at work about this. No doubt believe that the Lord let me see this thing and wanted me to be careful. Because sometimes people will pretend like they're so interested in the Word of God. They will pretend like what you can tell me could help me. But they really don't want to want that. They really want to get something on you, okay? So I'm like, wow. And Satan, and I'm not here to give him glory, have set forth to try to distract me from these broadcasts. Because, see, people, it's nobody but the Lord Jesus who has been enabling me to do these broadcasts over these days like this. And I thank the Lord for it. Because it ain't like what many people think. Some people think you just sitting in the house and fiddling your thumbs and then, oh, I'm going to do a broadcast. No. Especially if you're hitting something where Satan has a deep stronghold on, you rattle his cage. And many times he likes to retaliate, okay? Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you for the word of the Lord today. We thank you for your spirit and power of the Holy Ghost. And dear Lord, we ask today that everyone that's listening, I pray that those who sought for truth shall find it, that you would touch them and strengthen them and bless them in Jesus' name. And dear Lord, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And I give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Well, I thank God for all you've been listening. Once again, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt with the Church of Christ the Elijah Message. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.